NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company. Now with the news, here is Russ Ward.
All 8 of the infants born last night to a 21-year-old housewife in Mexico City are dead. 4 of the babies died soon after birth. Doctors tried for several hours to maintain life in the others. The last of the octuplets died at 8:30 this morning, Mexico City time. A hospital spokesman said the mother, Mrs. Teresa Sepulveda, is in good condition. Chinese-Soviet relations hit another slump today with the announcement by the Chinese Foreign Ministry that 2 officials of the Russian embassy in Peking have been ordered to leave the country immediately. The Supreme Soviet Court today accepted an appeal from American tourist Buell Ray Wortham and changed his 3-year jail term to a $5,500 fine. Wortham, convicted on charges of currency speculation and theft, said he expected to be back at his home in North Little Rock, Arkansas by next weekend. Wortham's mother talked with her son by phone after the verdict.
I talked with my son this morning at 8 o'clock, and it was a poor connection, but he tells me that he will leave there on Wednesday of next week. We'll stop off in Germany for a couple of days, and then he will be home if he makes connections on Sunday or Monday. That's Monday week.
The mother of Buell Ray Wortham. More news after this from State Farm.
This is Al Capp, and if I'm not my old, cheery self, it's because I'm being outclassed as a social satirist by the rear ends of automobiles. This is an unmarked patrol car, or apple pie is fluoridated on the back of a car makes anyone a Will Rogers. There's one bumper sticker, though, a tiny one that doesn't get laughs so much as quiet, approving nods. It doesn't get your reputation as a mighty satirist so much as a mighty sensible car owner who's getting more protection and service for his car insurance dollar and probably paying less of them, who has a friend in nearly every part of the country who'll come to his aid when he needs him. And that sticker, naturally, is the one you get when you insure your car with State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company.
Once again, Russ Ward.
American planes again serve notice today in North Vietnam. There will be no let-up in the intensity of U.S. airstrikes. A report from NBC News correspondent George Page in Saigon.
American planes flew through intense anti-aircraft fire to stage their second attack on North Vietnam's largest and most significant steel plant. Air Force F-105s bombed the Thai Nguyen steel plant 38 miles north of Hanoi in 2 separate raids. The plant produced bridge sections, cargo barges, and petroleum drums. The U.S. command in Saigon said all these products contribute directly to the infiltration of men and supplies into South Vietnam. Pilots said smoke from the bomb plant rose to 5,000 feet after the first raid. No report yet on damage to the plant in the second attack. One Air Force F-105 was down during the first strike against the steel plant, and the pilot is missing. At least 4 communist MiG fighters attacked the American planes during the first raid. One of the MiGs was shot down. George Page, NBC News, Saigon.
NBC News correspondent Robert Crone, reporting from Geneva, says Miss Svetlana Stalin, only daughter of the late Russian dictator, is now in seclusion in Switzerland's Bernese Alps. The 42-year-old Miss Stalin arrived in Switzerland today on a temporary asylum. She reportedly was turned down in a request for U.S. asylum on grounds that would be detrimental to U.S.-Soviet relations. More in a moment.
Now there are two true cigarettes. First, True Blue, America's most talked-about filter cigarette, with an average yield of 12.9 milligrams tar, 0.8 milligrams nicotine. Second, True Green, a lively menthol version of True Blue. Now there are two true cigarettes. Now more than ever, shouldn't your brand be True?
Elections are being held in Russia tomorrow and next Sunday for the Supreme Soviets, that is, the parliaments of the Russian Federation. Ousted New York Congressman Adam Clayton Powell has scheduled another of his Bimini Island news conferences today. This is Russ Ward, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again in the hour when True Filter Cigarettes brings you NBC Monitor News.
The temperature in New York is 62 degrees, and it's sunny, and here are the metropolitan area headlines. Hospitals in New York City are on the lookout for 2 young thugs believed wounded during an attack on a Brooklyn undertaker in the East New York sector. Police say 58-year-old Louis Reviso shot and killed one of five muggers who robbed him of $150. He shot two others. Workmen at Madison Square Garden are tidying up the shambles left after a near riot there last night. At least 12 fight fans were injured, one seriously, when bottles rained from the balcony. Supporters of Puerto Rico's Frankie Navarez didn't like the decision that went to Ismael Laguna of Panama. Tibetan and Mongolian monks in native dress demonstrate an hour from now in front of the U.S. mission to the United Nations. Cuban and Eastern European exiles will join to mark the 8th anniversary of the Tibetan uprising against the Red Chinese in 1959. An assistant New York State Attorney General, 37-year-old Burton Fields of Brooklyn, has been convicted of conspiracy and attempted extortion for shaking down a Brooklyn funeral home manager. And that's the Metropolitan News to this moment. Our next news from the NBC newsroom at 11:30. Bulletins will be broadcast at once.
Monitor 67, traveling at the speed of sound, speeds you round the world every weekend, seeking out the entertaining and informative. And here is where, in 3 minutes, the latest on the sport of speed will be found. I'm Gene Rayburn. Here's the latest from Petula Clark. Ready to give the starting signal for a report on one of the most exciting of all sports, here's Mel Allen.
Monitor presents Sport of Speed. It's time for your weekend checkpoint for Ted Webb's news, views, and results from the world of auto racing. Brought to you by the many service stations from coast to coast that carry a brand of Pennsylvania motor oil. Ted will be along in just a moment. Right now, I want to tell you something of real interest to all sports car fans. For the fourth straight year, the refiners of Pennsylvania Motor Oils are making rally kits available for sports car clubs. Each kit contains six big, highly visible red and black checkpoint signs, plus two sheets of red and black gummed windshield stickers numbered 1 through 100. And something new has been added this year. Along with the checkpoint signs and windshield stickers, you get a pad of 120 sanctioned Checkpoint Rally scoring slips. The whole package is yours for just a buck. That's right, just a dollar for the complete rally kit. To get a kit for your club, mail your dollar to Checkpoint, Box 96, Oil City, Pennsylvania. Oh, and by the way, here's a tip. On your next rally, try one of the many fine brands of Pennsylvania motor oil. You may not win, but I'll tell you this, you'll sure finish with a sweeter running engine. Now, let's repeat that address for your rally kits. For the complete package of checkpoint signs, windshield stickers, and scoring slips, send $1 to Checkpoint, Box 96, Oil City, Pennsylvania. We ran out last year, so send for yours today. And now, here's Ted.
Thank you, Mel. The forthcoming 12-hour Grand Prix at Sebring, Florida, scheduled for Saturday, April the 1st, has the race experts guessing. With the battle for world manufacturers' honors hotter than in any year in the past, cloak and dagger tactics between the major racing car makers are turning pre-race weeks into a whodunit. International motor racing is just like any other sport or big business. Nobody wants to tell the other guy what he has. On occasion, racing teams will try to mislead their opposition and either distort or play down their own potential so as not to let on what they really have. And entrants for the Sebring 12-hour endurance race are no exception. Four major teams are hard at it for 1967 world honor. Chaparral, Ferrari, Ford, and Porsche. And Ferrari is the only one playing the cloak and dagger game. Up until the closing of entries last Wednesday, Ferrari had not entered an official factory team. They will be represented, however, by the North American Racing Team of New York, and in addition, five pretty official private entries. Though Ferraris will run under NART, N-A-R-T, colors, the Dinos are undergoing tests at the factory where England's Jonathan Williams posted an average speed of nearly 120 miles an hour only last week. And Mike Parks, driver-engineer for the Modena factory, has expressed his satisfaction with the test performance. Ford will have two cars entered at Sebring. However, Fomoco spokesmen are reluctant to divulge whether these entries will be the new and widely heralded J cars or the Mark II prototypes, which were so successful last year. One Ford company executive pointed out that just because Ferrari has three Dinos entered, there's no certainty that their entry won't be changed to prototypes at the last minute. Porsche, on the other hand, has four factory cars entered, two of them the Carrera 6 and the others 910 prototypes. Besides these, there will be between four to six private Porsche entries, three of them cars which had been entered by the factory at Daytona, then sold and entered in the 12 hours. And of course, don't count out the Chevrolet-powered automatic transmission Chaparrals. Only two entered, but it only takes one to win. Because of increasing evidence that this year's Indianapolis 500-mile race will attract a record-breaking entry list, Speedway President Tony Hullman has announced plans for the construction of 14 more garages at the track. This new unit, increasing the number of available spaces for race participants from 69 to 83, will be built at the east end of the present double row of garages in Gasoline Alley. Work on the project will be given top priority with April 1st as the target date for completion. Newest additions to the official entry list include two Ford-powered Eagles owned by Lindsey Hopkins of Miami, Florida, and a rear-engine Offie nominated by Richard M. Compton of Portland, Oregon. This is Ted Webb from Sebring, Florida.
Sport of Speed with Ted Webb is brought to you twice each weekend by the many famous brands of Pennsylvania Motor Oil. For the lasting good of your engine, insist on a Pennsylvania Motor Oil. This is Mel Allen for Monitor Sport.
You don't have to break any traffic regulations to keep up with the latest developments in the sport of speed. Just hear another report late tomorrow, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Don't move, just leave your dial mounted. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while mounted. Here's Monitor.
And here with Monitor, Gene Rayburn, and the latest from Jack Jones, Girl Talk.
They like to chat about the dresses they will wear tonight. They chew the fat about their tresses and the neighbors fight. Inconsequential things that men don't really care to know become essential things that women find so apropos. But that's a dame, they're all the same, it's just a game. They call it Girl Talk, Girl Talk. They all meow about the ups and downs of all their friends. The who, the how, the why, they dish the dirt, it never ends. The weaker sex, the speaker sex, we mortal males behold. But though joke. We wouldn't trade you for a ton of gold. So baby, stay and gab away. But hear me say that after girl talk, talk to me. Hear me say that after girl talk to me. So baby stay and gab away, but hear me say that after girl talk to me.
Frozen orange juice from Florida changed.
Yes, now the taste is more delicious.
Mmm, you bet your sweet life it is.
And it's just as healthful as ever.
Mmm, you bet your life it is.
And the price? Now even the price is sweet.
Mmm, you bet it is.
You mean frozen orange juice from Florida is less expensive now? It's America's best food value.
We know. We're the Florida Citrus Commission.
On the first day of this month, the Peace Corps was 6 years old. The date also marked the end of the first year under its new director, Jack Vaughn. When he talked with Bryson Rash, NBC News, Washington, Mr. Vaughn, before discussing the Peace Corps' recent work, had to answer a question many organizational heads have been asked recently.
Mr. Vaughn, the Central Intelligence Agency used some private organizations for its own purposes. Is there any CIA activity in the Peace Corps?
There is none, Bryson, and there never has been. You may recall that at the outset, President Kennedy instructed the CIA and other intelligence agencies to keep hands off the Peace Corps. This has been reiterated by President Johnson. There is an agreement between us that there will be no involvement of any kind. Could expect there have been many rumors.
You're sure of that?
Yes, sir. And we have such an understanding with them that they can't even hire, the intelligence community, cannot even hire ex-Peace Corps volunteers until they've been out of the Corps for 5 years.
The Peace Corps recently sent volunteers to Micronesia, and you've just returned from a visit there. Why don't you tell us exactly where it is and what are some of the problems there?
It is an enormous area covering over 3 million square miles.
Of water?
Water and sand, and about 80,000 people. And we were asked to go there to provide teachers and health workers, agricultural workers. This we have done. There are over 450 volunteers there today. And I have been astounded at how fast they've gotten on the job and how well they have done. For example, when the Japanese left after World War II, they abandoned quite a plant. Systems, the government, the industry was all left, and it rapidly went to ruin. It was abandoned. And the volunteers, in a matter of 3 or 4 months, have rehabilitated a large number of the plants, water systems, sewage systems, rebuilt the roads, and so forth. And it looks like that the Peace Corps will be able to demonstrate for the first time that they can indeed have an impact on economic and social development.
Well, this is a trust territory, is it not?
Yes, a territory given to the United States in trust by the United Nations. And our task is to bring these people to the point of economic independence and self-government.
The Peace Corps is now 6 years old. How long do you think it'll be needed?
I detect from talking to congressional leaders and to our citizens, Bryson, that this is a long-term operation. I think it has to be to succeed. No one would suggest that a group of Peace Corps volunteers, even a major concentration such as we have in Micronesia, could make a difference in a matter of 3 or 4 years. I think to succeed, the Peace Corps must be looking at these problems in long range, and I would expect that this is a question of generations instead of years.
How do you feel about service in the Peace Corps as a substitute or in place of military service?
I feel that it's in many ways more important, and in a few ways even tougher. I realize that in times of national crisis and heavy military obligations that this must come first, at least for a certain segment of our young men. But to me, the need today is service to one's fellow man. And, for example, we only get about 3% of the college graduates of the United States. And you wonder what happens to the other 97% before they go out to invade suburbia and make a living and think about that second speedboat. What do they do to serve their fellow man? And I do wish we could attract another 10 or 20,000 a year to service in the United States and abroad.
Well, thank you very much. We've been talking with Mr. Jack Vaughn, Director of the Peace Corps. This is Bryson Rash, NBC News, Washington, reporting for Monitor.
A geographical footnote. Micronesia consists of over 2,500 islands east of the Philippines there, including the Marshalls, the Gilberts, the Carolines, and Wake Island. Just thought you might like to know. On Monitor next, Marilyn May with If You'll Just Come Back to Me, It's New.
I'll hire a brass band, the greatest brass band, if you will just come back to me. I'll rent a grandstand and do a handstand if you will just come back to me. There'll be no more grief, I'll turn a new leaf, there'll be some changes, wait and see. You'll see this world's greatest transformation. We're gonna have such a celebration. There'll be a red carpet at the station if you come back to me. I'll feel like bells ringing, like a choir singing, if you just come back to me. I'll have the place hopping and the court popping if you just come back to me. I'll light a bonfire, get the town crier to announce it on TV. He'll make a whole special proclamation. He'll spread the news right throughout the nation about our great reconciliation.
Radio is not just entertainment, but news and information, and in many of the undeveloped nations of the world, a vital aid to education and the communication of ideas. This is the core of an NBC News special on the second Sunday series tomorrow evening, a program titled Impact Radio Around the World, with such guests as John Chancellor, director of Voice of America, a former NBC News correspondent, Raymond Graham Swing, noted radio voice of the 30s and 40s, and actual excerpts from programs of many nations. You'll hear why radio is considered the most useful and universal communications medium. That's tomorrow on the second Sunday series here on the NBC Radio Network.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Now I could taste, simple as that.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try a lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Great smoke, glad I changed.
Hey, there's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
Thank you.
Amy's theme, the latest from Peter Nero on monitor, which is with you at home or on the go on NBC Radio. In Madison, Wisconsin, that's WIBA. This is Gene Rayburn.
Monitor, going places and meeting people on the NBC Radio Network.
Where's the biggest, most exciting card game around? At Flying A, where everybody's playing Flying Aces for the biggest single prize ever offered by Flying A, $2,500. Every time you drive in, we deal you a sealed envelope with two cards. Match a pair, and you're a winner. Up to $2,500. Nothing to buy. Get full details at your participating Flying A dealer.
Do you know what a personality coach does and why Eddie Fisher once needed one? Well, you'll hear the answers to these questions and more 3 minutes from now on Monitor 67. I'm your host, Gene Rayburn. Here's a personality that needs no help at all. It belongs to Julie Andrews, and she sings Thoroughly Modern Millie.
There are those, I suppose, think we're mad. Heaven knows the world has gone to rack and to ruin. What we think is chic, unique, and quite adorable, they think he's all in fun and amorable. But the fact is, everything today is thoroughly modern. Check your personality, everything today makes yesterday slow. Better face reality, it's not insanity, said Vanity Fair. It's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair. In a rumble seat, the world is so cozy. If the boy is kissable and that tango dance they wouldn't allow. Now it's quite permissible. Goodbye, good goody girl, I'm changing and how. So beat the drum, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie. Now.
Should I be? And what's it to you?
I'm doing a survey of Cub Cadet owners. You have a 12-horsepower cadet tractor with hydrostatic transmission. Is that right?
And if I do?
You know, we say it's not a toy, but a tractor. Built for keeps. Built like the big IH tractors, you know?
If you say so.
And how it zips through all your chores? Mowing, towing, clearing snow, garden work. Leaves you all that extra free time for yourself?
So if it does?
Well, what do you do with that extra time, Mr. Quinn? It leaves you more hours for your hobbies?
And why should you ask?
Just a survey, Mr. Quinn. Forget it. Thanks very much for your time.
Not at all, young man. Just glad I could be of help.
Whatever you do with your extra time, you'll find it more free, more fun, and more productive with a Cub Cadet tractor. 7, 10, or the 12 horsepower with either gear drive or hydrostatic transmission. For the name of your nearest cadet dealer, phone Western Union. Ask for operator 25. Personality is a strange, intangible quality. It's generally assumed that it's something you're born with, or else forget about it. Well, this assumption is not correct, at least not according to Mr. Michael Brown, who is an associate professor of communications arts at the New York Institute of Technology. He's also what might be termed a personality coach. He talked about his work to Monitor's Charlie Holmes.
Michael Brown, you help film and television stars to get across to the audience. Help them improve their personalities. Why do these people need help?
Some of them have trouble really putting their best foot forward. I remember once Donald O'Connor came out of the dancing field, got a movie, and he didn't know how to project the oral expression the proper way, so I was brought in to help him in that, to do for his voice what he did with his feet.
I believe in reading about your work that there are some performers who tend to hold themselves back in some way. What does this mean?
Well, there was, I think, Ava Gardner, for instance, at times in the past used to hold herself back because she had an image of being a little girl from the Carolines and not this big, big star that was getting so much money in motion pictures. Mm-hmm. And she never felt what she really came across and projected as a big star, so that you had to give her support and reinforcement in her belief in herself.
You think that stars lose touch with reality?
Some of them do. Some of them start to believe the things they read about themselves. Some of them start to believe the fact that when they're in the ascendancy and are in the star zenith, that people invite them for themselves and not their position.
Well, who is the... Well, would you mind telling us who the toughest person was to work with in bringing them out of themselves?
Well, in view of what's happened for him lately, it's a very funny thing to mention Eddie Fisher. Eddie was making a very, very big sum of money. I wasn't making anywhere near what he was making. Now, it's very hard for a person who is not in the same economic level to tell somebody else that they're doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. So the day I felt he was right and that we could have some communication, I walked over to him and I said, have you got your hearing aid turned on? And it broke him up. And he said, yeah, it's on. And I said, Ed, how about reading it this way? Okay, yeah, let's do it. And we made a rapport. We made conversation and he liked it. There was a sense of humor involved. And I used to kid him into things. But there are many people who live their lives on the stage or in performance. There are shy people, very shy people, that they go onto the stage. Julie Harris is a perfect example. She's awfully shy, and yet she'll go on stage and be very outgoing. And this is true of Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett is a very shy man.
Why do they go to the theater then, or why do they go into this business?
Maybe it's they're living a life they want to live. Maybe it's a life they've always desired for themselves of a little bit higher structured than their real life. Maybe it's really living a life of excitement that titillates and excites them.
Thank you, Michael Brown, for telling us how you help the stars of television and motion pictures with their personality problems. Mr. Brown is Associate Professor of Communication Arts at the New York Institute of Technology. This is Charlie Holmes for Monitor.
That was very interesting. You know, you may think I sound sort of breezy and carefree, almost brash at times, I'm told, but I think you'd find me to be sort of breezy and carefree, almost brash at times.
There are many good beers in America today, and a fine thing it is because you have a choice of quality, of taste, of name, and of price. Now, for those who have a more than average liking for a refreshing glass of beer, the brewers of Miller High Life have always offered a beer of unusual quality, of hearty, distinctive flavor, and of such a sparkling, smooth satisfaction, it has become world famous as the champagne of bottle beer. Please do not take our word for all this. The only real test of Miller High Life is to taste it. All you can lose is your preference for any other beer. Ask for Miller High Life. Millions of people do. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
I take your word for it. I take your word. I believe you. You are on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
Gene Rayburn, 13 and a half minutes before the hour, and next on Monitor, Arlene Francis, brought to you by Orlon 33 Acrylic, the DuPont carpet fiber that never gets tired, and James Lee's Carpets. Here's Arlene.
In 1 minute, you learn some good ways to protect yourself and your family from dangerous housebreakers. You've probably heard me talk before about Lee's cushy carpets made with pile of Orlon 33 acrylic by DuPont. But did I tell you about the five different textures? The loop pile and the twist and the plush and the two elegant sculptures. Well, Lee has them all, you know, at their springy, lively Orlon 33 best.
Springier, bouncy. man who hunts in Furlan 33.
When you look at Lee's full house of textures in carpets made with Orlon 33 acrylic, be sure to give them the touch test. Your bare toe will tell you how much springier, livelier, plushier these heavenly carpets by Lee's really are.
Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
My guest, George Hunter, believes that people in the United States today are not secure in their own homes unless they take specific protective measures against dangerous housebreakers. Mr. Hunter is the author of How to Defend Yourself, Your Family, and Your Home, A Complete Guide to Self-Protection. Mr. Hunter, what is the biggest mistake people make in trying to protect their homes against burglary?
Well, I think underestimating the risk. People commonly rely on the ordinary hardware installed by the builder. And most of the time, unless you are in luxury housing, it's completely inadequate. The thing to do if you want to protect your home when you're in it and when you're away is to check your windows and check your doors and see that the hardware is adequate.
You mean have double locks and triple locks?
Well, actually, I have a little system with locks. I call it a security system, and it involves a security room. I recommend for a front door. So let's take the smallest unit, an apartment, 2 or 3 room apartment in the city. Mm-hmm. I think the minimum you need there is a viewer on the door. So that you can look out through the door and see who is outside. What I call a ring and bar lock made by several different manufacturers in the United States. It isn't just a plunger lock that goes into a receiver on the door frame. It has 2 or 3 large steel rings on the frame, and through those rings vertically runs a bar when you turn the key. This lock is practically impossible to jimmy. Mm-hmm. And back up that lock with a chain so that if it's necessary to take a small package, a letter or something through the door, you can open the ring and bar lock and take the letter or small package through the opening.
And leave the chain on.
Leave the chain on. If somebody tries to put his hand through that opening between the door frame and the door, and it's obvious that he's a dangerous person, slam the door on his hand. It's the quickest way to get him out again. Now, within the apartment, I recommend a security room. It's usually a bedroom, and you usually keep your telephone in your bedroom, or at least keep one of your telephones in your bedroom, and back up your exterior security for a city apartment by putting another lock and another chain on that door to your bedroom. Now, this may seem excessive to quite a few people, but a skilled criminal can get through even the locks that I've mentioned before for the exterior door. And all kinds of ruses are used by criminals to get in, false deliveries and so forth. Now, if you have some place to go that's reasonably secure, you have a chance. You can get away from them, slam that door behind you, and get at your telephone. Now, there are very, very few criminals who try to get through a second door at a person if they know that the person on the other side of the door is using the telephone. So call out from behind that locked door that you have called the police and they're on their way. That'll take care of just about 99.75% of the criminals in the United States.
Thank you, George Hunter, for telling us how we can feel more secure in our homes. This is Arlene Francis for Monitor. Now let's get down to business about carpets, for business. Lee's Mark Royal, the commercial carpet with the handcrafted look. Business carpets have to be durable. Mark Royal is made to stay springier, bouncier, livelier, longer. It's made with pile of Orlon 33 acrylic by DuPont.
Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
For business or pleasure, it's those heavenly carpets by Lee's.
Listen later today when Orlon 33 from DuPont and James Lee's Carpets once again present Arlene Francis.
What ho, Robin Hood, you wear a fretful look. 'Tis true, Little John, this day I have not the strength to notch an arrow nor draw a bow.
Forsooth.
Then do have some V8. It doth look good, as tomato juice.
But it's V8 vegetable juice. V8 gives you the natural goodness of 8 healthful garden vegetables. No single juice can match it.
I still say it looks as tomato juice.
Try V8 and see.
Zounds! It doth not taste as tomato juice.
Of course not, it tastes as V8.
Little John, hand me my bow. Yikes! Do watch your aim, Robin.
A little earlier in this half hour, we heard from the man who helped develop Eddie Fisher's movie personality. Now we hear from Eddie himself on Monitor.
Oh, yes, it's people like you who make life worthwhile for people like me. And that's why people like me fall in love with people like you. It's such a good feeling to wake up and know that somebody's heart goes wherever you go, that somebody's waiting with a sweet caress to bring you happiness. Oh, yes, it's people like you who bring sunny skies to people like me. And that's why people like me lose their hearts to people like you. Life used to be lonely, no roses and wine, but now that's all over since you said you're mine. When somebody loved you, all at once you see how beautiful life can be. Oh, yes, it's people like you who make life worthwhile for people like me. And that's why people like me fall in love with people like you. Oh, yes, it's people like you who make life worthwhile for people like me. And that's why people like me fall in love with people like you. Oh, yes, it's people like you who make life worthwhile for people like me. And that's why people like me fall in love with people like you.
Now a message meant for you.
Put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne. Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne.
Champagne is the most exciting drink to make the scene in years. Like nothing else you ever tasted except champagne. Buy champagne wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. That's C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E, Sparkling Champagne Malt Liquor, Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey. Quick look ahead to monitor later today when Ed McMahon will be your host, and let's see what we shall see. Well, we see actress Patricia Neal, who has made a courageous comeback from a near-fatal stroke, actor James Coburn, Bob Hope, and a representative of Expo 67, the Canadian Centennial Exposition, on the guest list, as well as an unusual canine, something of a mathematical genius. This, in addition to all the regular monitor features, news, sports, comedy, and lots of the latest music. So, make your listening plans accordingly. In other words, stay tuned to monitor all through the day and the weekend, too.
When you've got a job to do, reach for something good to chew. Chewing up, you stand the pace, anytime and any place. So, hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Get some soon.
Thank you.
Camford pussyfooting this hour to its end. New one directly ahead with the latest NBC Monitor news to start. Gene Rayburn here.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. From NBC.
Warner Brothers, the company that launched the actual performance series with Hamlet, La Boheme, and Othello, comes a brand new actual performance of the world-famed D'Oyly Carte Opera Company in The Mikado, now on the screen in Technicolor. Here is all the music, magic, and magnificence of what has been universally acclaimed the most delightful Mikado ever.
Plan now to see one of the six afternoon or evening performances of The Mikado next Wednesday and Thursday at RKO and other select theaters. Check newspapers.
Who's watching the score? Bill Mazur. Weeknights at 5 on the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
The time is 12 noon.